Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge hier bei uns im Studio. Und heute wird das Ganze auf Englisch sein. Wir haben nämlich einen internationalen Gast heute mit an Bord. Und that's why I switched to English now. So we have a super interesting guest here. It's Mark Dujendam, the co-owner of Swidoo. Yes, really nice to meet you. Happy to have you here. And okay. We will talk about some reporting stuff, B2B marketing trends. But before we do that, I'm happy if you introduce yourself.
Yes. Thank you. So, danke. Well, I'm Mark Dujendam. So, thank you for pronouncing my name really well. It's hard because in the Netherlands, sometimes there's a J within the name and then, but you shouldn't pronounce it. So it's always confusing. So Mark is fine. I'm the co-owner of Swidoo. Swidoo stands for Show What You Do Online. And it's an automated marketing reporting tool like Looker Studio is. So we are a nice alternative for Looker Studio or next to Looker Studio, depending on what you want. I'm the co-owner. We reacquired the company. Jeroen Maljers, the owner, and I reacquired the company 4 years ago. And before Swidoo, I worked for Google. I set up the Google organization in 2002, a few years ago. And I also started the LinkedIn organization in Amsterdam in 2009. I only did the basic organization and then I started my own business again. And here I am for Swidoo.
Okay. Yeah. What exactly have you done in this LinkedIn organization?
I started the basic organization.
Okay.
So a few executives from LinkedIn and the CEO, Jeff Wiener, was in Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. And they said, can we have a beer in the hotel?
Yeah.
So they said, are you interested in joining us? And I said, well, I'm running my own business, so I can't, but I can help you with setting up the basic organization. Yeah, and Elske Meines is one of the salespeople, senior salespeople, who is, I think, the one who still works for LinkedIn in Amsterdam.
Okay, yeah. Nice. Cool. And now you work for Swidoo, and what exactly, you already said what it stands for, but what are you doing at
Swidoo? Yeah, it stands for Show What You Do Online, and it's automated marketing reporting. So if you are an agency or marketing and you want to show the reports or you want to do a LinkedIn ads, if it's only LinkedIn ads, then you can log in with LinkedIn, right? But if you want LinkedIn ads and organic combined, or if you also want to combine it with Google ads and have three platforms or marketing data into one, then we are a right tool. Okay. And that's why we have 2,000 agencies in the world using our tool every day. Yeah,
okay. Really nice. And how many people are using it right now?
There's 2,000 agencies. So
that's quite
5,000 plus users.
Most in like Europe or
also? Europe, America, but also South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, Hong Kong. So India, Thailand, so Philippines. Yeah.
Most of them are agency or end customers?
Most of them are agencies.
Agencies. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
So
they speak English most of the time.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So yes, we use it for ourselves, I think now for 2-3 months or something like that.
Yes, 2 months I saw. Yeah.
Because we searched for actually a reporting tool that have all our needs that we need for the reporting and all the stuff, especially LinkedIn, because there are a lot of reporting tools, but some of them, especially on LinkedIn, they show not what we want to show in terms of how effective is demand gen, lead gen, how we can split it and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And that's why we choose also you and now Kathleen choose it.
Yeah.
Now using it for all of our clients.
Yes. Well, what's interesting about using Swidoo is that we already have standard report templates for you. Mm. So we pretty much know what the majority of the customer of the agencies are interested in. So we already prepared a template for you. Mm. So it's easy. You only have to add the template and then click on the template and add some data sources. And then you already have a report in a minute. Mm. And if you want some extra data, additional data, then you can always look into that later on, and we can help you with adding in it, or you adding that to the report, so you can do it yourself. But the majority of our template is already what your customers want. So it's really easy.
Yeah, I thought so myself. So how do you came to this solution, or how do you evolve the product? Was it because you talked to other agencies, or?
Well, we were an agency ourselves before. Okay. So Jeroen started the marketing shop. That was the online agency. And he had to create reports all the time, and it was really time consuming. And he said, like, this cost me like an hour per month to create a report for each of my customers. That's a lot. So can I save time in a way? And then Google Ads, AdWords, but probably Google Ads started with an API. And he said, hey, then I can easily get the data and create my own report. Mm-hmm. Hey, care, I probably can do this for more customers. So he started building a tool for that. And I remember that we were friends before we, Ewan and I reacquired the company. And then at some point we had a drink, and then he said, oh, we had our first customer. And then we had a drink, and then he canceled. He said, oh no, I want another tool. it went on from there. So we've existed for 13 years now. Yeah.
13 years.
Okay. Yeah.
And your main office is in Netherlands?
Yeah. And we have some remote people in Guatemala who help us for the Western coast for America, and also the Spanish part from South America, and also part for Australia.
And how big is the team in Fotos?
30 people.
30 people.
Yeah. And so it's a nice team.
Yes, yeah. Yes, nice. And when you started out, you were also 30 people or less? Or
was we had like 15 when we reacquired the company. Yeah. True.
And
yeah.
Now you're going to address more agencies to help them. What do you also focus on, the end customers?
More on the agencies. Yeah.
Because they probably use it. They are heavy users.
Yeah, for a brand, you only use it for a few reports. And for an AC, you have like 40 brands or 20 brands, or depending on the size. And then it's a lot of time consuming. And for a brand, it's less time consuming. They easy one to log in sometimes. Yeah. So it's depending on. But we have brands as well, but the majority is agencies. Okay. Yeah.
How do you acquire the agencies, or how do they get to know you?
Well, first we advertise on LinkedIn. because there's our target audience, the online marketeers there, and we use Google Ads, and we try to have them start a free trial with us, and then we have a demo, we have support, we have onboarding support, etc. And then with the free trials, we try to onboard them and start and sign on with us. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And which channel is now the most effective for you? Do you know that?
Yeah, that's a good question, because it if you look at the conversions, you would say Google Ads. Mm. But if you have the AIDA model, right?
Yeah.
Awareness, interest, desire, and action, then the action is more with the Google Ads part, but the awareness is more the LinkedIn part.
Yeah.
So we definitely need for B2B marketing, we definitely need the combination. 100%.
Because a lot of that come from Google are probably coming because they Google Swido already.
Yeah.
Because they know it from events, LinkedIn or other places.
Yes.
You're doing any, besides from Google, LinkedIn, you do like classic stuff, like big events or stuff like this?
We go to Brighton SEO twice a year, and they also have a PPC event in San Diego. We went to, was it SMX? Was it? Some event in Germany last week, 2 weeks ago. But mainly we do online.
The OMR?
Yeah, OMR. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. That's the one. That's the one. So one of our colleagues went there. So... but the main part is online.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 That's I hear
it's easier to do that online instead of active sales in each country and see if people, and now we have a bucket of 700 to 1,000 free trials every month testing us because of the marketing we're doing, all the followers on LinkedIn, etc.
Yeah,
sharing all posts and it's LinkedIn is really important.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I can imagine. We also have like a software for agencies as well, not reporting more. It's more like for recruiting agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And we acquire
the hiring solution part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we acquire most of them also LinkedIn, but also Meta. Because the agencies, most of the agencies owners are really active on Meta, Instagram as well, because they sometimes do ads on Instagram for their clients in B2C, but they also need the reportings. And that's why we also acquire a lot of, have a right really good customer acquisition cost on Meta. We can scale a little bit faster than on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Because it's, I don't know why it's working on this case really good.
Mm.
So, but yes, interesting. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. And what would you say for the if we stay on the reportings and on all the data that's going to happen, what is something that you see that are common mistakes maybe in reporting, what people are doing?
Yeah. Because now you don't have the first party data cookie anymore. You don't know, you probably know like 50% of the conversions where they could come from, but 50% you don't. So what you often need is, on top of all the data analysis, you also need some gut feeling and you need some analytical skills to really pinpoint what is important in the whole funnel, where should we be, what is the attribution, where is it coming from, and sometimes they make the mistakes, so that can happen because they make the wrong analysis. But the good thing is, if you do, you can change tomorrow and change your strategy easy. But it's also some gut feeling now, because you have a lot of direct traffic now coming to your website. Yeah, where do they come from? Or all the conversions or the clicks that come to our website, they're for Google. But is it only Google? Or is it a combination with LinkedIn or Facebook or Pinterest or Microsoft is growing as well? So where do they all coming from?
Yeah. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
What we do a lot with clients is we also try that they do like self-attribution.
Who's?
Self-attribution.
So
that means like, I put on my website, how do you hear about us?
Yeah.
So that people say, okay, because we also have like a lot of clients, they have a lot of conversions from Google, but it's not actually Google, it's brand. It's right, because they Google the company name,
yes,
and then they're going to do the action. But that's not the real source of truth. Yeah. So we try to put not a drop down. It's most of the time like a free text field where they can enter. Where did you hear?
How did you find us?
How did you find us? They put something, and that is really helpful to see. Oh, okay, LinkedIn, Meta, OMR.
We know,
these people coming from them, then we can attribute it. And I think this is also really nice on Swido, that you can like add the stuff by yourself in the reportings to make it more, have like the truth of data that is.
Yeah, a good overview of all the data. Yeah.
Yes.
And make it like good relevant information.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Because we also saw some other agencies reporting like, yeah, Google is working the best. It's so cheap. And then you just see, okay, let's dig deeper. And all the conversions that coming are only coming from brand.
Yeah. So, well, Google is not cheap.
No.
The clicks are quite expensive, but you need to be there if they type specific keywords that are relevant for you, for your product or your service. But for us, definitely for B2B, LinkedIn is also really important. All marketeers are on LinkedIn.
Yes.
So that's they use our product. So we have to be there. So we have to create awareness there. Otherwise, we do something wrong.
Yeah. Yes. Definitely.
So sometimes it's also the maybe we don't have all the data for tracking conversions, but we know that we need to be there. Or if they want to test us, they also want to go to LinkedIn and look at your company profile. How many people are working? How many followers do you have? So that's also a brand awareness that they do before they want to upgrade with you. They want to know who you are.
Yes, definitely.
100%.
Yes. We showed as most of the time as a, like a, how do you say, a circle where all the parts, a flywheel, where you have like awareness, the Meta, LinkedIn, Google,
yeah,
everything in place has an impact. And most of the time you see, okay, what has the most impact if you speak to clients as well? If you ask them also, hey, how did you hear about us? And then you can, we put like also these reports. We need like the reporting from how many conversions, how many leads do we get? And then we're going to compare what does the client say? And then we have like a really nice overview of all the data
that's yes,
going to combine.
Another thing, what I think is important is to write good SEO content, not AI content.
Yeah.
A lot of people do, but Google doesn't like it. They recognize AI content, so then you get like penalties or lower rankings. So don't do that. And what we also see is we get more and more traffic from ChatGPT, from Gemini, and for Perplexity. So a lot of AI. How do you say that? We get a lot of impressions. So if you do an AI prompt, then we are often at the site like, hey, we got this information from Swidu or something. So you get a lot of impressions, but you get less, you don't get always get the clicks, but at least you get awareness.
Yeah.
So if you go to Google Analytics, you sometimes see more impressions, but the same amount of clicks.
Yeah.
And we think that's due to ChatGPT and Gemini.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So you already know how to optimize for getting more traffic on ChatGPT?
Yeah, relevant information.
Okay.
Write down what the actual problem is or they're looking for or the actual solution, etc. So think what how your customers think. Okay. That helps.
And then you put the relevant information on the website so that
yes,
that GPT is going to show your website.
Then it's more likely that if someone ask ChatGPT a question and you have that specific content, then it's more likely than they show, yeah, we got it from Swidu or from another brand.
Very nice. And you already had, are you having like a strategy to do this SEO content also for ChatGPT to do it on
100%. And the traffic is case.
Okay.
It's good. Not, it's a few percent now, yeah, but it's growing. It's a line. Yeah. How do you call it? A straight line.
That's a good point. That's probably also something that you see as a trend in B2B marketing or.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
Very important.
Do you see any other trends that's coming up now?
Well, it's not a surprise, but of course, AI.
Mm-hmm.
And what we will add AI summary probably next quarter to our reports.
Mm-hmm.
So you easily get a summary of the data of your report. But you see more and more that's happening. Or what will happen over time is, hey, I have an automated report. Can you transform it to a CEO PowerPoint presentation?
Mm-hmm.
6 slides, and I want this and next steps. So what? And then it's there in a minute or less. So you save a lot of time by asking AI to do stuff for you. Mm-hmm. So you have more time to look at the quality of the campaign, the conversions, the tracking, etc. So. I don't see it as an enemy a danger, but use it and do other stuff that AI is doing for you. So I think it's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I also think AI can help with a lot of stuff, especially if you then can dig deeper, see where all the good leads coming from, where I get the best lead to pipeline to closed one.
Yeah.
Stuff. I think this is like really important. More and more companies are going to dig deeper, not like optimizing for leads anymore, more optimizing for revenue. So pipeline, revenue, and all the stuff that matters and we need for business growth.
But it's so much data that it's, you know, as a, and a, you have to be very analytical, of course, to draw conclusions because of data. But AI does it in a minute.
Yes.
Or less.
Yeah.
Or in a few seconds. And probably better than we can.
Yes.
Most definitely.
If they have all the relevant information, then they do it in like seconds.
Yes. And you can check then if that conclusion is right or not, or if you want to add stuff, but 100% saves you a lot of time. Yeah.
Cool. Can you also share like a practical example where reporting made a difference in the, a real difference in the campaign performance?
Well, I can give you an example. Is that we call Swaidu a reporting tool, always nice to have, right? Because they sometimes the customer looks into it, sometimes they don't, they never respond. Did they look at the report or not?
Yeah.
But once the report is not correct or they didn't get it, then they are upset. Mm. So that's the nice to have, but you have to show it, and you can use it for to present and to go through the campaign and the results. So you already have the report in place and you can add your comment to it. And then you can discuss it. So the saving time, that's often what some agencies say, hey, I have to pay $5 or $10 per report per month.
Yeah.
And then I said, yeah, but it saves you an hour per month. So how much do you cost per hour? Mm. I think a little bit more than 10. So it saves you money.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't look at it like that. So sometimes that's the error. And sometimes the mistakes they make is that there's so many data points in a report. If you have the Google Ads or LinkedIn's API, there's so much information that, hey, I have to look at new users or conversions. Which conversions do I have to choose?
Yeah.
And sometimes they choose the wrong one.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't match. And then they come to us. And then we sometimes say, hey, that's, if you use a template, it's already there, the right data point. Or we change it in the report for you. And then it's correct.
Yeah.
But it's hard to find the relevant information out of, because there's a lot of information in the report.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
And what would you say, what makes Swaidu different from other reporting tools?
It's very easy to use because we have a lot of templates. We have a very good support team and we are often a lot cheaper than competition.
Yeah.
Because we want it to be available for all the SME agencies and it has to be affordable and time saving. So that's where we are well known for and we are nice people.
that's fun.
That's
as
important.
Well. So it's the people that will or the companies that will benefit most of it are probably the agencies because they can do a lot with it, especially if they. We don't do any B2C, but I know some B2C agency owners as well. And if I look at their reportings, there are like tons of data and.
Yes.
Stuff that is relevant, especially if they so have so many products, you need to find out which product has the most ROI and stuff like this, I think.
Yeah. And it's important if there's so much information in a report, don't share too much information.
Mm.
We sometimes have customers have 30 page reports. Well, how likely is it that your customer will read every week or month a 30-page report? He will call you and say, I don't know. Can you tell me what? Can you explain?
Yeah.
And it's maybe too much.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. So as much relevant as possible. And once they want more, then you can add more if they want. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And what is another key takeaway that you want to share maybe as a trend or what people should be aware of for the next couple of years or months or even in terms of reporting?
Well, definitely AI and I call it more like an AI premium model, benchmarking, competitor analysis. PowerPoint presentations of what's in the report, etc. And enhance AI instead of see AI as a competition, because it's not going away and it's going to do more and faster, and they are smarter than us, and use it the right way, and it's saving you time, and then you can spend more time with your customers to have great reports or great campaigns that have great results. And the reporting time is distracting you from the actual business, growing the business for your customers.
So that's
what I would say.
Yeah, really nice. And if people now want to connect with you or try out Swido, where can they do it?
They go to swido.com and they do a free trial, and that's for 2 weeks. And sometimes they need a week more, then they get some extension, and then hopefully they like the tool, and then they can upgrade with us.
Cool. Sounds good. You are all just another question I just came in my mind. You are just product led, or do you also do sales led growth, or is it mainly that people going to your site?
Yeah, we do a lot of advertising, all over the world, and try to have them start a free trial. Then they get all the support they want, demos and answers with support, onboarding when they sign up. We also have a free onboarding service. So it's product led and it's sales. I think it's both. Yeah.
But most of the time they start with the free trial.
Yes.
And then if they have questions, they go to book a demo.
Yeah.
But they're already in the software inside it.
Yes.
And booking a demo to get a better onboarding or get help with the tools and stuff.
Yeah. And as much as possible, the product should sell itself.
Yes.
The better the product, the better, the more conversions you will have. And we added a few new features recently, like combined data in reports. So we can add clicks from Google, from Facebook or LinkedIn, and we can combine certain data points in a report. If a data source is broken, you get an alert, or you want an overview of all your clients. What are how are they performing? Because I want them from all my clients on a Monday morning. I want to sit with my team. What are we doing this week?
Yeah.
Then we have a great monitoring tool for that that saves you a lot of time.
Okay. So you see, like, if CPMs are spiking everywhere, you would see it in your...
Yes, you have KPIs and you see if it's higher or lower than expected, and then you can look into it and take action.
Okay, that's a nice one.
Cool. Yeah.
Yes, perfect. Thank you very much, Mark.
Vielen Dank. Danke schön.
Gerne, gerne. And hope to see you next time.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You.